This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Department of Energy says it's canceling billions of dollars in clean energy funding. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
The funding supported more than 200 projects across the country, but mainly in Democratic-led states. In Colorado, more than $600 million could be canceled, according to an analysis by congressional Democrats. That funding supported projects that reduced methane emissions from oil wells and supported power grids in rural areas. Chris Wright, the DOE secretary, says the projects were not a good investment. But Democrats say the cancellations were politically motivated. Senator John Hickenlooper called the cancellations illegal and a form of, quote, political vengeance. The terminations are likely to face legal challenges. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
More than 330 million visitors spent $29 billion in gateway communities near national parks, according to the latest data from the National Park Service. In Colorado, a well-known gateway community is Estes Park, outside Rocky Mountain National Park. However, the federal government shutdown has left many national park gates open, but visitor centers closed, and only a skeleton crew is staff. In Boulder City, near the Lake Mead Recreation Area in Nevada, Jill Lagan says it's a point of pride to see tourists come through her gateway community.
Those gateway communities become essential to the success of the national park system and what those national parks have to offer.
In a letter, former park superintendents urged federal leaders to close parks during the shutdown to prevent trash accumulation, vandalism, and other damage. This is CPR News.